Thank you so much, KDT, for this forum for us. And I'm really for education, and you are amazing people. You're just my favorite station, and I always like when somebody comes there and wants something from my business. I'm full of gratitude for you, you know, considering me to do something. I came here in 1982. I crossed the Harbor Bridge, didn't know where I'm going. And I came in the Greyhound. I see a beautiful city, sparkling city by the sea. I fell in love with the water, which is means wealth and health. And I'm here since 1982. I raised my children here. I'm always a public servant. I was in a PTA. I was in a school business and community representative. I went to UDT in Austin, being involved with the parents and the teacher association. I went to the medical school with my son, always being a parent and supportive. So I'm really for volunteering. I have a Master of Science in Horticulture, Agriculture Science. I have a Master in Business Management, Human Resources Development. And I have a business for 34 years. I love Corpus Christi. I want to see it again, sparkling city by the sea. I think that this giant, you know, bridge that is coming here, we need to work in field here and make our streets and have potable water here that everybody can be safe. In 1982, when I came here, I saw the beauty of the water. And I'm amazed that today we worry how we can make the money for the streets and how we can have a clean water and how we can do better for our citizens. I'm from the people for the people. No special interests. I'm not going to have the executive session 4 or 5 hours without you to know where the money goes, without to know that $877 million budget, it's going to... I don't know where to go, I mean, where it's going. So I will be sure that I will look into this budget very carefully and how I manage my business for 34 years and I never, never borrow a dollar. I know that borrowing a dollar and using the credit cards, I don't have a credit card because I don't believe in that. I don't believe to spend something that you don't have it. And I promise if I will be your mayor, even that I have to go to Washington, D.C. and ask Mr. Trump to build here 3,000 rooms, hotels, and convention center. We have a convention center, but if we do casino or something, I would go there. When I went to inauguration, I said, maybe I come back because we need Corpus Christi to have a lot of help. We have this water that it's really not respected. When my son graduated from medical school and I told him, where are you going after that? He could not choose anywhere. He chose to come to Corpus Christi. He practicing here in Corpus Christi and bringing all his colleagues here, buying condo, buying houses, buying everything. But they don't have a convention center where I always go to the convention and other cities. Why don't we have one over here? Money, we stay in a pot of gold right here. It's not used properly. If I would be elected mayor, first of all, I would look to over 143 boarded houses and buildings that we have here in Corpus Christi that I'm sure that every day you pass by there. I go to my church and go in Agnes, and it's unbelievable. For 30 years, I see the same thing. I already contacted a lot of contractors, and I told them that we need to do something about that. They are ready. The city need to let go these places, and we have to really do it legally. A lot of them, most of them are owned by the city. So they will take over, and we do low income, you know, houses. We do middle class houses. We just like raise the level of the living in area that they are like really abandoned. And also for the veterans, we can do that. And veteran administration, they are very willing to work with the owners of the properties and place the veterans and give them help. And then also I will stop the annexation for a while and I will be here in field. That's what we need to do to work in these streets again. We come to this beautiful state-of-the-art bridge and we come in a holes in Corpus Christi. We have to stop it and just concentrate in that. I will be sure I will have a hotel built for the convention. I will bring as many conventions as we can, national and international here. I will develop the Padre Island to be one of the surfing capital of the world, because my son is like fan of that and bring everybody here. So why don't we do it? We have it right here. It doesn't cost us anything to do it. Just do it. Thank you. Number 5 in the ballot.